Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Lone Star Barn Burner Hockey Podcast. I'm JJ. Going to be joined by my buddy Weldon. Let's talk some Dallas Stars hockey, shall we? Sit back, relax, enjoy the show.
What's up?
Not much, man. What about you?
Oh, just got home from work a little bit ago.
Well, thanks for taking the time to come on the show.
Well, you're lucky because the lawnmower died, so.
Because the lawnmower died?
Yep.
Oh. Well, thank
darn,
you.
Darn the luck, you know. Don't have to mow the grass before I go out of town.
Oh, I get what you're saying now. Okay.
Yeah. But it did die, so.
Okay, well, that makes it sound like the only way you came on the show, or the only reason, is because your lawnmower died. Well, dang.
So.
Aha.
So.
What's up?
So did you get to watch the game last night?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's right. You live in a cave.
Oh no.
It was actually a really, really good game. They fell behind, but they, you know, tied it up with what, less than 30 seconds and played a really, really good overtime.
But that's still lost, right?
Came up short, but it was the kids put up a really, really good fight, you know. Versus the top line of Colorado.
Oh.
Their top D pair. Well, McCard wasn't playing, but Taves was playing. So probably about half of their top, you know, players were playing.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Half of them?
At least.
Holy cow.
So they, you know, they held their own. They made a few mistakes and, you know, there was a couple of really, really pretty shots that that Colorado did, you know. I'm not sure on at least two of them that even Ottinger could have stopped them, you know. They were just really, really pretty shots.
That's reassuring.
Yeah. Christopher Gibson looked really good. So I don't know what's in his future. I didn't see if he was released today or.
He actually was, I believe. I shared it because I saw his name. Now okay. I don't remember where he came up. I don't know if he was sent down or if he was released. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Now it's bugging.
I didn't realize that he had been in the Seattle system last year, because when he came out on the ice for his, you know, his spot to play, he was wearing a Kraken's mask.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. So I didn't realize that he had, you know, that he had played with the Kraken. So
I didn't either. I honestly thought maybe he came over from like one of the foreign leagues. I don't know how to say it. That's crazy. And I hope and pray the demon that's barking is not picked up.
No, nothing to being picked up.
Okay, good. I can hear it, so I thought maybe you could. Christopher Gibson has been released from his PTO.
Oh, okay.
There's a whole list. Let's see. What did you think of... What is this dude's name? I can't even... Simina? Did you like him at all?
From what I saw of him, he didn't look bad.
He's been sent down to Texas. So, our Curry, Grushnikov, Kyrou, McDonald, Murray, Reedy, Simonov, Stranges, and White are all loaned to Texas.
Okay.
And then your ATOs, Ben Berard, Keaton, Master Donato, Brian Thompson, and Benjamin Zalotti, I guess. They've all been released from the amateurs.
Okay.
Amateur tryouts. And then Gibson, Caro, McKenzie, and Murray are all released from their PTOs, which, from my understanding, just means they're going to get sent down to the Texas Stars for training camp.
Yeah.
And then waivers, this is what gets me, unless it's just so they could get sent down, Bayreuther, Camano, Carlstrom, and Pouliot.
Yeah, that's probably why. Just to get them down through the system. And
oh, okay. So we're not in any danger of losing them, it sounds like.
I mean, not unless, you know, somebody needs them, you know, on another team somewhere.
Oh, shoot. That's right. They can claim them.
Yeah.
That was a big brain fart on my part.
Yeah, so I'm interested to see what they do. Because you said that the Brian Thompson had been released.
Yes, sir.
Because that's that other big boy. That's that other 6'5 kid.
See, that's why I was kicking around Poirier and who else was it?
Murray.
Yeah, I think it was. One of the last shows that we did, you know, it baffled me because you do have those two big guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you gonna do with them? Are they ECHL age? I don't think so. Or does that matter?
I didn't realize in the ECHL there was an age limit.
I didn't. Well, I mean, it's just I was throwing that out there. Because I mean, age limit would be like the WHL, OHL, and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
ECHL, I mean, from my understanding is... You might actually be living on borrowed time.
Yeah, there were guys playing at Allen that were in their 30s, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a... You remember Jamie Shafsma?
Yeah.
He was there.
Oh, well.
When my family and I went, he crashed into the glass and spilt my mom's popcorn.
Well, it's better than if you have your beer sitting on the rails and you're sitting, you know, right close to the ice. Sagan will intentionally knock your beer off.
Oh, yeah. You see, yeah, no, I'm not a beer guy anyway, but that's terrible. Man, what a butthead. Got to get him on the show somehow. That'd be funny as heck. Oh, yeah. So the roster's down to 33.
Oh, okay.
That means hockey is getting very close.
Yeah. And I see that Mr. Jordy Ben has made the second cut.
Oh, man. He's got one more cut to go?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Well, I mean, like I said, he could always still end up in Texas, you know.
But would you, okay, let's say he does make it. Who goes down? Can you send anybody down?
Unless they're just going to carry multiple defensemen, you know.
Oh, shoot. I didn't think about that.
You know.
It looks like Bork is, and Stankoven made it too.
Yeah, they're still, I mean, I'm sure that there can still be more sent down, because, you know, I don't even think they've started. I don't even think Texas has started their training camp, have they?
No. Where did I read it? I think I read it on their Facebook page. It's like in the next week or so that they start. Yeah. Something like that. So, I mean, that's going to be a loaded roster too then.
Yeah.
Crazy. Hockey in Texas are doing really well.
Yep. So, but now the game last night looked, they look competitive. I mean, and this was most of the kids playing. I think Sagan, Marchment, were the two big boys that I kept hearing. Lundqvist scored a goal. I mean, Lundqvist had a blast. That game tying goal that he put up, holy crap. That was a hell of a shot. So,
oh yeah, some of the highlights too.
Yeah,
they posted on Facebook. Yeah, it was. That rattled some teeth if it hit somebody.
Yeah.
Oof. Well, he might be staying up there then too.
Oh, he's staying. It's just, you know, how much play time he's going to get. You know, I think he's going to have to go in and prove that. One, that he can take a beating, you know.
Yeah.
That was his problem with the Rangers. He couldn't take that beating that, you know, of a full season. So.
Oh, I see. That makes sense.
And then, you know, last year, he played 60 games. So, you know, the coaches got a good look at what he was capable of doing.
Yeah.
So. You know, I think this year with, you know, I think he's going to get a little bit more look and everything. So, because how much longer, I mean, granted we have Hanley for, you know, two more years this year and next year, but you know, how long is he going to be around? You know,
solid point.
So, you know, Harley's the same way. Harley's got to get – they got to get looks at Harley and Lundqvist. They're both first-round draft picks, you know, drafted in the first round. So, you know, I think one was 12 and the other one was 18 or something like that, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah, they were both drafted pretty high.
And they're both here.
Yep.
That says a lot about them.
Yeah.
It really does. They got a lot to live up to, in my opinion.
Yeah.
High round picks. Well, it could be higher, but you know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Like that Jordy Benn thing, though. You got Lindell, you got Lundqvist, Suter, right? Mm-hmm. Jordy Benn. Who am I missing? Hanley, Harley,
Hockenpah.
Hockenpah. Oof. Can you imagine Hockenpah? And would they put Jordy Benn with him, you think?
You could.
That would be interesting. I don't think I'd want to step on the ice in front of those two.
Yeah. Yeah, because even last night, you know, Jordy was laying the body, so... You know, he obviously still doesn't mind, you know, hitting people. So
good. That's kind of what I wondered if they lacked. Like, they seem like a finesse team. Granted, you know, I'm watching it from long distance. I don't know. So, but they would rather skate around you than absolutely demolish you. And I'm wondering if against the Colorado, like yesterday seems like living proof. Would they be all right with beating people up a little bit?
I think once the main roster is completely back on the ice,
yeah.
I think this year may be a little different than last year with Colorado. Because last year we had a hard time with Colorado.
Yeah, we did.
And, you know, if they can get Neil's going, if they can get Harley going, you know, if, you know, if they need some size, you've still got, you know, Jordy and Hockenpah, you know. And then, you know, if the kids are going, you know, Bork or Stankoven, I think it could be a little different. Because there was a couple of breakaways last night that McKinnon had, and Stankoven was staying right with him and defending against him. And he was holding his own. You know, he was keeping up with Stankoven's with McKinnon's moves. You know.
Oh, wow.
So
McKinnon has some moves too.
Yeah, I mean, McKinnon's a big boy. Mm-hmm. You know. So
that's crazy. Know, so
and there's not a whole lot of guys that can, you know, keep up with him or, you know, defend against him. Now, granted, Stankoven, I think he got a penalty for, you know, for a little bit of holding on McKinnon on one of them. I think it was him. So,
would you say he was tired? Maybe.
Give him no, the just of the just McKinnon outmaneuvered him. You know. Ah,
okay.
You know, got around him, and you know he had to grab hold of him. So.
So it was the last resort sort of thing. Man. So he very well could make the starting roster, huh?
I don't see why he couldn't, you know.
That is wild. I'm having a hard time figuring out what this team's going to look like come opening night. I really am. And, like, it, from a fan's perspective, obviously, it's just like, this is going to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah,
a lot of fun.
I think probably tomorrow night, I think we'll probably see more of the big boys playing. I think there'll be more of Jamie's playing, Marchmont, Sagan, you know, maybe Pavelski, and you'll sprinkle in, you know, Stankoven and Bork, and you know whoever else is still up. So, you know, because we're only a little over a week and a half away.
Jeez.
You know, I'm honestly surprised that Jake hasn't been in the net for at least a period.
Yeah, that's living on the wild side. How's he gonna be?
Yeah.
Like that. If I was the goalie in that position, man, I would be barking up everybody's tree, like, put me in.
Yeah, I mean, because they only have three more games, and we're at opening night.
That's nuts.
So.
Really has flown by.
Yeah. Yeesh.
Well, do you give Wedgwood another shot then, or do you put on Murray?
Well, I think Murray's already been sent down, hadn't he? I think he's already been sent down.
Oh. That might have been a JJ mistake. Where's the other list of people that they cut? I know there's more than one.
So, because you've got Colorado at home tomorrow night. And then you've got Thursday, you've got St. Louis. So Jake has got to play in one of those.
You would think.
I would give Wedgwood Minnesota again.
Ooh.
Because I don't want Pat Maroon, the goon, anywhere around Jake.
Yeah. You know, no, you really don't.
Because he's already fallen on, you know, Wedgwood, whether it be an accident or not. So.
Which we all know, or we all think we know the truth.
Ugh. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Matt Murray loaned to Texas. I just said that. Oops.
Yeah.
Well. So that for sure leaves Jake and Wedgwood.
Yeah.
Okay. That does it for the goalies. Man, I don't know. Like, I got to see the rest of the roster. Because I had a point that I was going to make, and it just totally, after the Matt Murray thing, I'm like, I went brain dead for a second, I guess. Let's see. Team. There we go. That is not what I wanted to do. Okay. Where is the roster? Am I that blind? I think I'm blind, Weldon.
Well, you need some new glasses.
I just saw the eye doctor. No. Oh. Leon Bischel? Bischel?
Yeah, how you say Bischel.
Oh, wait. No, they didn't edit. They didn't change this up at all. Kamano is still up here in this. Well, that doesn't help the point that I was going to make.
Did Demonetti, did he get loaned back to Texas?
You know what? I don't know.
I'm just looking at the regular roster that's on the page.
Who was it?
Riley Demonetti.
I think he might still be up. Got to go back to 5 days ago because that's where I saw the original first cuts.
I know he was still up from the first.
Yeah. Okay. From so now he hasn't been cut at all.
Let's see.
Well, that's interesting. But Curtis McKenzie was released from the PTO.
Yeah, he's just going back to, because he's got a contract. He was on an athletic tryout because he's the captain down there.
Yeah, that's interesting. I thought maybe he had a shot up here.
No. He's just never really grabbed it when he's been here. I mean, he's had flashes of looking really, really good, but, you know, he just never can seem to hold on. And okay, where is, I'm sitting here looking at diehards and looking at the, trying to look at what Ketchum has posted and not seeing where, you know, he shared the, you know, the cuts and stuff.
The one guy that I was asking you about the other night, I think, is still up here too. Kid that got injured?
Oh, yeah. Well, he can't go anywhere because he's injured. So,
oh.
I don't think you can release an injured player.
I didn't even think about being released. Wow.
Okay. So, no. So, Demonetti is still up here.
Yeesh. Keep him up here then.
Well, he'll be a last to move down.
That's a good sign for me. Like, you're making it to the final cuts, that means they're really looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being hopeful for Delandria when he was in that position. I was like, come on, let him make it. Let him make it.
Yeah.
Final cuts, and he was gone. I was like, ah.
Well, he's still young, so. But he'll be here next year.
Yeah.
Or this year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is this year now. It's October.
Yep.
Finally, October has come back. To steal a line from The Rock.
Yeah, it came back 2 days ago.
Thanks, Weldon.
Just had to remind you.
You were the one telling me that we're in October.
Yep.
I love it. Time is here. Well, who are you looking forward to seeing the Stars play most in the early season?
I still like the, you know, it's not really my tradition, but it's my wife's tradition is when Edmonton comes to town.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, McDavid. Yike.
Yeah. But you look at it, Dallas has played very well against Edmonton.
Yeah, they have.
You know, they've contained McDavid and Draisaitl. You know, that Edmonton's going to look different this year. You know, their defense has gotten a little better. Their goaltending is still absolute garbage, you know. They rely on a soup can and, you know, Skinner. So.
A soup can and Skinner. Dang, Weldon.
Campbell. You know, an ex-Dallas reject.
Aww.
Didn't like him when they picked him. Didn't like him when they kept him. So.
Seriously, you didn't like him at all?
I never liked Campbell.
Wow.
I didn't think he was worth the draft pick that we gave to him, considering that we took him over Cam Fowler, which was turned out to be an elite defenseman, you know, for many years. Now he's starting to drop off, but I would have rather had him than having Campbell.
Man, Cam Fowler is a Dallas Star. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But then doesn't that change the trajectory of the organization, period? Would you even have Miro right now?
Oh, you might still have Miro. I mean, Fowler wasn't a game changing or an organizational changer, but he was still he's still a great defenseman.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's awesome to go back and look over, you know, who Dallas took in what round, and then you look at guys that were available and you look at them now and you're going, why the hell didn't you pick him? You know?
What did you see?
Yeah. You know, what did that team see in, you know, a Timmy Panarin, you know, so, or, you know, Tarasenko that you picked, you know, so-and-so over him and, you know, but it's easy to look, you know, 10 years into the future and go, oh man, we should have taken him, you know?
Yeah. Nobody has that crystal ball, man.
No. You know, and then you get guys that were drafted first round over, you know, overall, and they turn out to be flops. You know, look how many Edmonton had on those, you know.
Oh.
So.
Ouch. Well, I mean, you know, on the other hand, Dallas has done really well. You know, they may not have, I don't want to say household names, but, you know, the large caliber players like that.
Yeah.
They may not have the ones that just jump out at you, but, man, they've got some real skills, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
Like, again, you don't have the crystal ball. Sometimes you just luck into it, and, boy, they've done really well.
Yeah. Well, I think since Jim Neal has come on board, we've drafted way better.
It's because he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
Not gonna throw anybody under the bus here, but you know.
Yeah, there were some guys that, you know, the former players and things like that that were, no, they weren't good at being a GM.
I have no idea who you're talking about at all.
One starts with an N.
No. We're not gonna name names. No, sir. Negative. And I might have his replica Stanley Cup ring sitting right beside me too.
Oh yeah, he did help us win the Stanley Cup, but you know.
As a GM? Ugh.
No, not as a GM, as a player.
No, I know. I'm saying, but as a GM, ew. Not a chance. I mean, the novelty of it was cool.
See, but what I look back on that is looking into the crystal ball, look at what we gave up to get him.
Oh, my. You mean a Ginla?
Yes.
Oof. Yeah, but there's no guarantee that he would have done anything big here either.
Yeah, but look at the amount of time that he played. Look True. At the teams that Dallas had in that time.
True. Ooh.
You know.
I mean, yeah.
Knew he only got us one, and then what, he retired, what, 2 years later or something like that?
Yep. Because he got dealt to the Devils, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know, man. See, that's why, like, that's why when the trade talks come up, I kind of cringe and grimace. It's just like, you know, you want to be careful because somebody could be that steal.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody could be one of those guys that people pretend to be a media on YouTube, you know, and they're like, oh, this guy just burned everybody up and that team got hosed, you know?
That's yeah. Just,
no, you don't want to.
Or he's that guy that everyone hates. Then he goes to another organization and just lights it up, proving that we did not have the right coach.
Yeah, see? That's part of it, too. Like, there's no guarantee that X player could have fit in here because of the system. You know, mm-hmm. it's all a roll of the dice.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't do it at all.
Yeah, it's a hard job. You know, you're rolling the dice on every single one of these kids that you pick up.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
And then sometimes you look like a hero, sometimes you look like a zero.
Exactly. You know.
Man.
So.
Well, so from hero to zero, okay. Who do you think is going to be a guy that I think I've already asked you this, but I want to see if your points have changed on this. Do you think anybody else will stick out as a surprise to you come opening night?
I don't know. Because it's going to be a shock if the two kids somehow find their way into the lineup for opening night. Because technically, you can keep them for, what, 10 games before mm-hmm. you have to send them back down.
It's like the Wyatt Johnson thing all over yep. again.
You know. And like right now, we're, you know, what are we, two games from opening night.
Yeah.
Wyatt and Rope are still dinged up with some kind of weird injury. Not really saying what they know or, you know, what anything is on them. So who's to say that Bork and Stankoven don't slide into those spots, not put any pressure for, you know, Rope and Johnson to get healthy. You know, and you let the kids have a run for 10 games and then decide if you want to keep them up or send them back, you know. Because who's to say that we stay as healthy as we did last year?
Right.
Because we were super, super fortunate that we did not have any major injuries last year.
True.
I mean, I think there was, what, a few games that Miro missed when he got clacked in the face with a puck.
That man, oh my, getting hit in the face with a puck?
Yeah.
And then he came back looking like he got in a fight?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he looked horrible.
He did.
But I think Miro had a couple of games that he missed in the regular season. Mm-hmm. I don't think who else had any games missing. So like I said, we didn't really have a lot of injuries this year or this last year.
Was Lundqvist hurt?
No, he was just either on the coach's crap list or, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay. What about Duchesne? Was he hurt? Why was he bought out? Do we know?
He was just bought out because of the new coaching system or the new coaching change.
Oh, okay. Well, that could be a blessing in disguise for us.
So let's see. Looking at the lineup. You know, Dadonov, he got hurt at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. Let's see. Jamie, I think, was good for all 82 games. Yep, 82.
Which was refreshing.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Jeez.
And Dadonov played 22 games with us. 23 games with us. So he played 73 total. So there was an injury somewhere in there. I know Hakanpää was injured a little bit. So I want to say Tyler played 76. There was some injuries here or there, but nothing was long term.
Right.
When Roope went down, they slid, you know, Tyler up into that spot, and he kind of flourished and kind of got back on his, you know, goal scoring. So.
Yeah, true. So. Well, it'll be fun. Like, all sorts of questions for me in my head. Duchesne, how's he going to factor in? What can we expect from him? Sam Steele even still got my curiosity going.
Yeah.
The young kids, you know, what do you do with them? Do you risk? Because I think maybe I'm wrong here. If you can clarify, feel free. If you put them up for 10 games, then doesn't that void a year of their contract?
I think if you keep them past the 10 games and then you try to send them back down, I think.
Oh, it's Pat. Okay. Yeah, that sounds about right because of Wyatt. Okay, so, you know, that's a big risk, too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to have to consider that. And it's just Roope and, wow. There's a lot of questions that I have. And, I mean, I don't even know where to start. Obviously, opening night. Are they going to be ready?
Oh, yeah. They'll be ready.
Hope so. There was a... I was going to say there was a time, but no, they didn't start off at all very slow last year. They came out all guns blazing.
Yeah, they came out guns blazing last year.
Can they live up to that again, though?
I think with the lineup they have, they can. You know, if they continue to play Coach D's style and the way he wants them to play, I don't see any reason why they can't.
What's funny is the way that he wants them to play actually works, too.
Yeah.
Like, how often do you see players fit exactly into a system?
Yeah.
I mean, they usually have to tweak this, tweak that. But it seems like our guys fit right in. That's crazy.
Well, I think they were tired of of playing the defense first, because that's very much what Bones was, defense first, which there's nothing wrong with that. You know, defense wins games. Defense wins championships. But, you know.
You also got to put goals on the board, too.
Exactly. You know. And I think, you know, DeBoer's style is a, I think it's a happy medium between Lindy Ruff's first couple of years with us, where we could outscore our problems, and Bones and Hitchcock's system, to where, you know, we can defend and we can try to lock games down, you know, which they still got to kind of work on that, at locking a game down to where they're just playing relentless defense. So
that is one of the, go ahead.
I would like to see, you know, them playing that, you know, when you get a 2 or 3 goal lead, you know, but not playing the dump and chase, you know, system that they've done before.
Yeah.
So
the dump and chase did not work with that group at all.
Now, this year it might work a little better, because you've got guys like Duchesne that's hard in the corners, you know. I mean, the third line, the dump and chase worked, because you had Foxa, you had Delandria going in there, you know. The year before, it worked pretty well. You know, that third line was the lockdown line, you know, the FCC line.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that was a big line.
You know, that line I've really, really liked.
Foxa, you know. Como, Cogliano?
Yep.
That, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, that was some line. You knew stuff was about to go down the moment they hit the ice. That's kind of what I hope for this squad. Like, I want to see who jumps out on that line. Like, the moment they hit the ice, you know stuff's going to go down, and you know they're in good hands.
Yeah.
I hope it happens fast for them. Because when Glendening left, and when, I want to say when Domi left, I was kind of scratching my head. Like, yeah, sure, they'll be fine, but do they have what it takes to replace them?
Yeah.
I mean, people can develop into better players than players that were here before, obviously, but, you know, that crystal ball thing, what if they don't?
Yeah.
Sam Steele, I feel like, is a gamble, but, you know, seeing his highlights, I'm going, hey, go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he could be, you know, I think he can be a good player, you know. Now, whether he continues to stay up here or he ends up getting moved down, you know, that's to be seen. So
I think he's the one that has my attention. One of them, either Craig Smith or Sam Steele. I think it was, actually, it might have been both. I was in on their media availability. They both said they have a chip on their shoulder. They're ready to prove what they got.
Yeah.
You know, and not right then and there, I was sold. Like, okay, maybe that's what the Stars need. Somebody with a chip on their shoulder that, you know, feels like they were written off.
Yeah.
And so, but where do they go? Would they go with the third line with maybe the kids?
Oh, yeah. Those guys would definitely be probably third and fourth line. You're going to see Duchesne at least be second line, you know.
Woof. This team from top to bottom is just wow.
Yeah.
I never dreamed Duchesne would be a Star.
Yeah, that's something I never thought I would see.
It's kind of like, I mean, I'm not saying he's the caliber player of Jaromir Jagr, but, you know, when Jagr came here, I never thought I'd see that day either.
Yeah.
Like, wow. And, you know, I just hope that Duchesne is not trade bait at some point. Because that Yager thing leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah.
What if, you know?
Yeah. But I think we'd have to be doing pretty bad to, you know, use Duchesne as trade bait.
You don't think he's like a Yager situation?
No, I think he would probably stay here for a while. So.
Oh, wait a minute. It's different from Yager, too, because I think Yager signed a one-year deal in that time, if I remember correctly.
Oh, really?
I think.
That was before my time of living in Dallas, so.
Well, I just calmed myself down. I was going, oh, crap, here we go. But no, because Duchesne signed a longer deal, so.
No, Duchesne's only on a one-year deal.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Who was I thinking about, too?
Hanley?
Hanley, okay. So Hanley may be the one. I don't know, man. I just want some hockey, dude. It's killing me.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, I can't watch it, though. Sucks to be me, right?
Yep.
And you're going to be there, you said, right?
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Oh, shoot. I'm going to have to bug you.
Be there tomorrow night, then next day, get ready to fly up to Toronto on Thursday.
That's awesome. Oh, yeah, the Hockey Hall of Fame and stuff.
Yep, we're actually going to hit that. So
nice. Well, okay, so the Stars are in the Central Division. How are you feeling that we stack up against them, the whole division? You think, are we going to do what we did last year? Are we going to do better?
I think we're going to be fighting with Colorado the entire season. I think it's going to be Dallas, Colorado, Minnesota will bring up third. Then everybody else is just kind of, you know, doing their own thing.
So there's your most improved teams in the division right there then.
Oh, they're not the most improved. They were the three top teams last year, so.
Well, I mean, because Vegas, they won the cup, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man. I look forward to that. I really do. That's the games that stick out to me is the Vegas games because, you know, I just want to see how they do. Colorado as well, yes. But, you know, what was it, 2 years ago that they dispatched Colorado in the playoffs? Or was it 3 years ago?
Well, it was the bubble.
Yeah, it was the bubble.
Well, the bubble, we dispatched Colorado and Vegas.
That's wild.
So we dispatched Vegas to get into the finals.
Yep.
Or no, we dispatched Colorado to get into the finals. So.
That's, I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm searching for stuff to talk about. Hey, hockey's knocking at our door. It really is.
Yeah, very, very close.
10 men to cut. That's all they have to do is cut 10 more men.
Well, like I said, you could probably see the writing on the wall for a few of them. You know, Demonetti, he's going back. He's just up here to, you know, give the regular players some rest and work out with the team.
So. See, that's what I thought about that one goalie. I thought it was just a camp body.
Well, I think some of them were.
Yeah, true.
But I figured Gibson, you know, when, but I mean, they, oh, who knows? They could still maybe send him to, Idaho? I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Who knows?
That'd be something. Man. And you said something about them being brought down a peg in the popularity department, the Stars, because of, what was it, baseball?
Oh, because of the Rangers making the playoffs. You can guarantee the media will not talk for a single thing about the Stars until the Rangers are done.
We got to change that. I don't know how you change that, but we got to change that. That is weak. You know, they deserve every bit of attention that the Rangers get, if not more.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, the other night, they sit there and talked about the Cowboys, the Rangers, the Mavericks, FC Dallas. Didn't say a word that Dallas had just, you know, smacked around Minnesota, you know. So, you know, but that's our local media for us.
I don't think I saw the game that they won 7-1 or whatever it was on the highlights.
Nope, not a single highlight.
Man, y'all gotta do better. Like, all Dallas area teams need to be covered, man.
Well, I mean, especially one that, you know, was almost in the Stanley Cup Finals last year, you know. But like I said, they would talk, and 96 or whatever the tickets numbers are, they would talk about the Dallas Cowboys. If they went 0-16, they would still talk about them for 6 hours a day on the radio. But
they need more hockey people.
But when you've got the Dallas, you know, Dallas is leading their division, sometimes leading their, you know, the Western Conference, you know, when they were playing peekaboo with Vegas, you know, they would very rarely talk about it.
Well, see, okay, here's an interesting question for you, coming from a guy that wants to be a part of that media. Do you want that attention on them if they haven't been there to begin with?
Yes. That's like, that is how you build more people to come in. Oh, damn, you're not in that group. Never mind, sorry.
Well, true, but you know, it's kind of bandwagon. Like, okay, here's the thing. When I got myself, well, a friend of mine got me on Channel 8, you know, just talking about the Stars, they needed my info.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like, you want to cover the Stars, why are you having me do it?
Yeah.
That, it screams bandwagon to me. Like, if you're going to hop on the bandwagon, start at game one. And if it takes you to the...
But even bandwagon fans spend money.
And yeah, that's true.
And that's what it's ultimately about, putting butts in the seats, you know. And, I mean, like where we sit in Section 329, we never have the same people sitting around us. Well, we're always having people, this is like, you know, my first or second game. This is my first time seeing the Stars play or whatever, you know. And because I'm always, you know, chatty with them, you find out that they're from other cities, you know, and they wanted some hockey, so they came to a Stars game, you know, and then we'd see them for two or three games. And then, oh, we went and bought a 10-game plan, you know, so they became part of the season ticket holders, you know, so, you know. That's how we all started out. We all started out about hearing about hockey. You know, oh, let me go look at this. And then we all got hooked.
Yeah.
So, you know, me, it started with the Corpus Christi Ice Rays. You know, you probably started with, you know, Allen or probably Dallas, you know.
Oh, it was Dallas. I was, where were we? We were in Fort Hood or Cavazos now.
Okay.
And we were moving as the Stars were coming here. Oh. We were moving to Chicago. So I saw Belfour in Chicago And I was hooked from then because I saw him. And genuinely, like, he is the only player from the 90s in Chicago I remember.
Hmm.
I can't remember a single soul that played for them other than him. And that's when I got hooked. And so, yeah, you know, Chicago has a part of my heart when it comes to hockey, but that's about it. You know, that's where I started because that's all I had. Boom. I'm hooked. And then it was a video game, of all things. And so when we got to Oklahoma, after my dad retired from the Army, that is when it really grew because of the Oklahoma City Blazers,
mm-hmm.
who were the Stars team at the time. And yeah, that I was hooked right after that. So it was about like 94, 95, 96, those 3 years. And yeah, you're right. That's how it all starts. Like, it all starts with a little bit of time dabbling, mm-hmm. I guess, for lack of a better.
Yeah.
But like, come on, man. They deserve a lot more than 20 seconds, 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which is where I get kind of stingy. Like, okay, if you're not going to cover them all the time, then don't cover them at all.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, you know, there were guys in the playoffs, reporters in the playoffs that were covering Dallas and were covering them pretty hard and putting articles up and everything. And I would call these guys out every single time. I'd be like, dude, where was your article, you know, when we were leading the Western Conference, you know, for several weeks,
you know?
And I was like, no, you were too busy covering the Cowboys, you know.
Yes.
Or you were too busy covering, you know, the Rangers or whatever. Because last year, the Rangers still got a lot of talk, and they sucked. You know. You know.
Yeah.
Granted, they're way better this year. So.
But still, like, the thing that I was trying to get at was I don't understand how they can be one of the most consistent teams in DFW.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody gives a crap.
Yep.
Like, how? Ooh, it just makes my skin just, I don't know. I'm getting riled up again. I don't get it. And no, like, there's been writers that I used to write with that tried to cover them, and I'm going, you don't even watch them where you are. Why are you writing about them? You know, it's even like that. Like, come on, man. Pay attention or don't. And they're about to have 82 games of my full attention. I know that for a fact.
Yeah. So.
Well, I mean, tangent alert. I don't know. Let's see. Who do we think is going to be in the Western Conference Finals? Do you have any prediction, even though it's way too early?
I still think Dallas has a chance. I still think Colorado has a chance.
It'll come down to Dallas and Colorado?
I think it could come down to Dallas and Colorado out of the Central.
Ah,
I still think it's going to be either Vegas or Edmonton come out of the Pacific.
Ooh.
Because even though LA's made some improvements, I don't think they're kind of in the same boat Edmonton is with the goalies.
Mm. Good, but not good enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gorgiev from Colorado, he's going to be their workhorse. You know, I mean, he was, you know, I think he had one more shutout than Jake did last year. And I think he had a couple of more wins than Jake did last year.
Wow.
You know, and Jake had 37 last year. I think Jake can get to 40 this year.
You think Jake can get to 40?
I think he could get to 40 wins this year.
Right on. I hope you're right.
And, you know, as long as, you know, as long as they play, you know, solid like they did, you know.
Oof. That's going to be crazy, dude. I'll say Jake goes 42 wins.
Cause you look at his performance from, you know, 21 when, you know, he got kind of thrown in, you know, he started 46, he had 30 wins.
Yeah.
15 losses, one overtime loss. Shocking. Then he goes to 2022. He's got 61 starts. He's got 37, 11 losses, but he's got 11 overtime losses.
So that overtime loss thing, that's their bugaboo right now.
Mm-hmm. So, you know.
You can't blame all the losses on him either, though.
No, you can't blame him. It's never all on the goalie. You know, he's the last line of defense, but, you know, there's other guys out there with him.
Yeah.
So.
Got to have the right mix of people. And that's going to be fun to see because Duchesne, you got Sam Steele. This is going to be a fun season, dude.
And it's really, I mean, with Jake, every year he's gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, his 2020, you know, he had 24 wins, 24 starts, 11 wins, 8 losses. That one he had 7 overtime losses. That's the year that he literally scared the crap out of me every time we went to overtime. Because he would bite on the first move every single time and they would just slip it past him. But he was still very, very young. You know, he was, what, 20, 21? You know, So he was still very young. He got better. Next year, he almost tripled his wins, you know, bumping up to 30 wins. And then this year, he goes to 37, you know. So I think he could very easily get to 40 wins. You know, I think he could push probably 40, 45. But like they were talking on NHL radio today, a fan was called in about Tampa with Vasilevskiy.
Yeah.
You know? And like the caller was saying, he's like, they can't keep riding him, you know, 60, 65 games a year and expect him not to break down. That's why Dallas has got to get a solid backup goaltender behind him.
Yeah.
That can take another 20, 25 starts, you know, and if out of that 25 starts, if he can win 75% of those games, we're in a great spot.
Yeah. And see, that's where I kind of got the idea for the backup goalie competition, I guess, between Wedgwood and Murray. Like, I would have liked to have seen that because, you know, that shows me that, I mean, Wedgwood's still good, but that would show me that Matt Murray was ready to take that next step.
Yeah. Oh, I think Murray's going to eventually take that step.
So. I hope. Can you imagine Murray and Ottinger as your goalie tandem? Ooh.
Well, I mean, he's had some good games, but then there was some games that he got when Wedgwood was hurt that he didn't look that good.
Yeah, you know? True.
So.
Well, it'll be fun. Once again, 10 players left to cut, and then they're on to the big games. It counts as of 2 games from now, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy. And, you know, if y'all want us to predict the opening day roster, man, I got nothing.
Yeah.
I can give you 2 lines. That's about it. Don't really know about the rest.
So let me give you some numbers on how much talking about working your goaltender basically to death.
Okay.
So Vasilevskiy, he's was backup to Bishop.
Yep.
So 16, he had 47 starts. I think Bishop was still there. 17, I think is when Bishop got traded. He had 64 starts. 18, he had 53. 19, he had 52. 2020, of course, that was the shortened season. He had 42. 21, he had 63 starts. Last year, he had 60 starts.
Good grief.
You know. So, you know, and Bishop was the same way. He was that workhorse. And eventually the guy, just wore out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing I hope Dallas does not do with Jake, and just riding him because he's young and because he's very, very competitive. He wants to be in the net all the time.
Yeah. You're going to have to tell the kid when to quit if he doesn't know how.
Exactly. You know, they need to get that good, solid backup that, you know, can go in there and take 25, maybe 30 games off his plate, you know. Because if you go into the playoffs, you know, then you're playing another, you know, possibly, you know, 24 to 30 games, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yikes.
So.
Well, you got Matt Murray waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, a new signing for... I'm just fumbling through NHL. Uh-oh. Trevor Zegras signed a 3-year deal for $17.25 million. Wow, that's a cap-friendly hit. $5.75 million.
Holy.
Very, very cap-friendly.
$5 million.
Mm-hmm. 5.75.
Talk about a steal.
Yeah. But it's a bridge deal, so they're gonna try to put some people around that kid and whoever else that they just picked up in the draft. So
I mean, they're set then.
Well, I mean, you know, you think, you know, in another year, you know, we're going to be looking at a bigger contract for Wyatt. You know, if Wyatt throws up another good year, you know, he's going to be looking at a decent size upgrade in contract.
Oh, shoot. That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
That is wild, actually. Wyatt Johnston doing better than what he already is.
Yep.
It's coming too. You know it is.
Oh yeah. Well, as soon as those, you know, big old contracts are gone of, you know, Jamie and Tyler's, you know, some other kids are going to get some good size money.
Jeez. Well, how do you think Tyler is going to factor into the team? Speaking of Jamie and Tyler,
he looked good last night.
He looked good.
He looked good. He, you know, he had some shots. He was battling for the puck, and he looked good.
Well, that's good, because I've been seeing people on social media say, "Oh, we might need to cut Jamie and Tyler." That's still going.
That's because you can't fix stupid. That's why, you know, you can't do a buy. You can do a buyout, but that's why Matt Duchesne's making $10 million this year, and only three of it's from Dallas.
Holy moly.
The other seven is coming from the Predators.
Oh, that's right.
That's why Minnesota right now is paying an extra $14 million off their cap hit because of Suter and Parise buyouts.
Yeah.
You know, just because you buy them out, they still got to get the full pay of their contract.
Yep.
So, you know, you pay for it one way or another.
And with that, that means you have to be a smart GM.
Exactly. You got to be a smart GM. You got to have a, you know, a good numbers guy working for you and Mark Janko.
We're just going to say that the Stars have the best GM. Well, they did this year.
Yeah, they did this year.
I like it.
Yeah, really just, you know, you've got to, as much as people hate to admit it, you've got to run it like a business. You know, there's been fan favorites that we've let walk or traded off or, you know, whatever.
Yep, sure have.
So, you know, look at the amount of people that were highly upset when Brendan Morrow was, you know, I think traded off.
I was one of them.
So.
I was 100% one of them. I was like, I thought that was going to be the mistake that bit him in the butt for years to come. And nope, it wasn't.
Yeah. And he still comes to the games, you know. So evidently there's no hard feelings.
Which is good. Or wait a minute. Could that mean it's actually a business?
Yeah.
Since you said that already, I figured I would just kind of chime in there.
So.
All right, man. Well, I don't know what else we can say.
I think we're pretty good on it.
You want to go ahead and close it out here?
Yeah, sounds like a good place. And then I'll give you updates on the game tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Looking forward to it.
So, I know I won't be able to talk to you before I leave, but you know.
Hey, that's fine. I'll take whatever I can get. You know that.
Maybe when I get back and everything, we'll hook up again before opening night. I'll give you some details and.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Sweet deal. Well, I want to thank you for your time. It's always a blast having you on the show.
Not a problem.
You actually helped this keep moving because, like, I was running out of things to say really quick.
Oh, yeah. I can rattle on for hours if need be.
Well, you're the perfect co-host for the show then, man.
It might not always be about the Stars, but, you know. It eventually comes back to them, so, you know.
You got to throw your cowboy slander in there.
Oh, yeah. Got to get my jabs in there, you know. Can't jab you this week because y'all beat Belichick, so it's, you know, who really cares, you know. I guess he didn't get enough, you know, film tape on the Cowboys.
Well, you mean from all the times that Tom Brady beat him?
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Man. What a shame. What a shame. Well, I guess the age-old question, is it October yet? Can finally be answered. Thank God. Yep.
It's October.
It is. It is. And there's big things upcoming.
Yep.
Questions being, can Jake go for 40 wins, if not more? We'll see that answer.
Can he be in that Vezina hunt this year?
Oh, solid point. Can he, though?
Can he be in the Vezina hunt? Can Miro be in the Norris hunt?
Oh, my. That might be a topic for one of our next shows. What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think he could easily be in the Norris hunt. He should be.
Oh, yeah. I don't think Carlson's gonna have his 101 points with Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's in Pittsburgh this year.
Yeah, he got traded to the old man's team.
The old man's team.
Yeah. Man. Old but good, you know.
Yeah. They're very rarely bad, if you ask me.
So should be a very interesting year.
Yeah. Finally, preseason's coming to an end too.
Yep.
Count in just a couple of days, and then, you know, here's a question that I really would like to have answered real quick. Can they get to the Stanley Cup before the Cowboys hit the Lombardi again?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they don't have Dak playing for them.
Hey, that's my quarterback.
See, if there was a person or a former person from the Stars that would be compared to Dak, I can guarantee most every single person in Dallas would say Klinger because of his turnovers.
Ow.
And the same way it would be with Dak.
Man, I've got no argument. That sucks. I want to defend him, but I got nothing. Okay.
I still want to see how the kid from San Francisco is going to do.
Brock Purdy?
No, the one they traded for.
Oh.
It was like second or third overall pick. Trey something.
Oh, yeah, that kid.
Yeah.
I forgot his last name. See? I'm so ready for October. And I love the Cowboys. I forgot the dude's name. It says a lot about my fandom, doesn't it?
Yep. Bandwagoner.
Oh, please. Just because I throw my Cowboys stuff back in the closet midway through the season doesn't mean nothing.
Midway?
Sometimes 2 weeks in.
Yeah, you'd be like that Fansville commercial.
Oh, jeez.
They start burning all their stuff. Guys, it's just the first play.
Ha! No, I would never burn my jerseys. No, sir. Especially not if they were given to me. Uh-uh.
No.
If I spent my own money on it, maybe. Maybe. But if it was a gift, absolutely not. That thing's going in the closet, on a hanger, and I'll see it next season. That bugs me too. All the people that burn their jerseys.
Oh yeah. If I don't like it anymore, I just throw it in the closet.
Yeah. Mine ends with being angry. Like, okay, I'm annoyed with you. Bye. Be gone. Not be gone forever.
Yeah.
Shoot, I've thrown my Star stuff in the closet before.
Yeah, I know. I'm sure.
Longhorns too?
No.
He said, I'm sure. Hey man, I try not to be the biased writer, dude. So that's why you get what you get from me. Honest to goodness truth.
Yeah. No, I won't go there.
Did I open up a whole new can of worms?
You could be.
Wait, against me or others?
Oh, against you.
Against me?
Oh, yeah. Oh, they choked. They choked. Yeah, and you'd get blocked for a few days.
For a few days?
Well, sometimes 30.
Sometimes 30. Wait a minute. So you would send me another friend request then? Is that what I'm hearing?
No, it just unblocks after 30 days.
Oh, it does? Let's see, I didn't know that. Now I've got to go reevaluate some of the things I've done on social media. Ooh.
Uh-huh. You don't ever hear me bashing the Stars on social media. I'll give them constructive criticism.
That's what I do.
No, saying they choked is not constructive criticism.
No, that's stating a fact.
That's not always stating a fact. You get beat.
How do you explain fighting for the overtime just to let it all go up in smoke? That's a joke.
No, that's not a joke.
Oh, come on. This is what you guys have to look forward to all season if I can get him on more.
Oh, yeah. I will not cut you any slack.
Good. Hold me accountable.
So, I will discuss it honestly and, you know.
Come on now. I feel like that was another jab. Jeez. Oh, man. All right. Well, I won't take up any more of your time.
I guess we will leave it at that.
Yeah, me feeling threatened. Where's the suspenseful music? Like the horror music, like, you know, there's a killer about to get you. We need some of that music.
Jaws? Dun, dun, dun.
No.
Or Jason come creeping down your hallway and you running into the wall.
Oh, no, that hurts. Ow. And yeah, no, because new wheels, I'm running into walls anyway. No, screw that mess.
So.
Okay. Well, once again, thank you.
Not a problem. Always fun.
It is, man. I love doing this with you. I could do this with you every day if you could.
Oh, I think we'd run out of things to talk about.
Oh, shoot. We'd end up just shooting the breeze. Yeah. Kind of like what we're doing right now.
I don't think anybody would tune into the podcast then.
Well, no, not for the hockey part of it. That's what we're on the network for. We're here to talk hockey.
So
can't wait to talk about how the Stars choke now and again.
Mm-hmm.
I genuinely love this dude. He's one of the best friends I've got. And my brother from another mother, as I call him.
Yep.
All right, man. Well,
just as long as you don't lose a bet and you end up in a Sooner jersey again.
Oh, jeez. No. Never again.
No more of those bets.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, that's coming this weekend, too.
That is this weekend.
Uh-oh.
I'm unfortunately going to have to be watching it on my phone because, you know, I don't think they're going to play American college football in Canada.
No, probably not.
So.
Well, I'm going to need you to help me stay off social media this weekend then. If you can.
Oh, I'm going to be gone all weekend.
38-year-old man needs a babysitter. Oh, boy.
Oh, there's times that I've had to do it when I, you know, if we're at a game or something like that and UT's playing that night, I'll avoid social media until the next morning when I can get up and watch the game and fast forward through all the commercials and, you know, watch the game in 2 hours instead of four. So.
That's not a bad idea.
I reset the DVR to record it 2 weeks ago. So.
Wow. All right. You're ready.
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about remembering to, you know, but I'll still come home and watch it no matter the win or lose. So.
Yeah. That's dedication right there.
Hopefully it's another blowout win and we get ranked number one.
That'd be nice.
So,
but you got OU playing high schoolers too. So
yeah, that's true. Playing Tulsa.
Dude, this is a conversation for off the podcast.
But oh yeah,
I'm gonna have to probably. Do you mind if I call you after this?
I'm getting ready to go jump in the shower and get ready for bed. I still got an early photo shoot in the morning.
Well, I'll leave you a message about this because you're going to get a laugh.
All right.
If you didn't already see it, because I kind of got trolled a little bit with sarcasm. It made me mad. And I found out the dude was just being sarcastic. And I was like, okay. So.
Is she about to ban him for 30 days?
I don't know, man.
You know, that block button was is pretty easy to find.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
What if I can't read it?
Yeah. You just hit the first one that says 30 on it.
I don't have one of those from the iPad.
Oh, well.
We're going to start bashing Apple now. Okay.
Yeah. Nothing really good about Apple anyway, so.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming. Yep.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Well, all right, man. You have a good night.
You as well, sir. Thanks again.
We will talk to you in next week sometime, and we'll get ready for opening night. We'll see who is on the team opening night.
Ah, it's killing me. I want to know so bad.
So for opening night, be watching on for my page because I will live stream it for at least the opening ceremonies.
Oh, sweet. That's good to know.
You know, for some people that don't have cable and, you know, live in a cave.
Oh. He threw a jab at me again.
Ba-da-bum.
Oh, no.
So yes, I will live stream it and everything. So.
All righty. Well, I'll be looking forward to that then.
It'll cut right as the national anthem finishes. So.
Well, that's kind of rude.
Well, as it finishes.
As it finishes. Yeah, no, that's not rude. Okay. I stand corrected if I could stand.
Well, so. All right, man. We will talk to you later.
All right.
I'll message you when I get back from the lovely land of Canada. So
maple syrup.
Oh, yeah. Might bring some back this time.
Oh.
Their maple syrup is just delicious.
Interesting. All right.
So, all right, man. Have a good night. We will talk to you later.
You too. And thank you guys for listening. We are out of here.
All right. Have a good night.
You too, man.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Dallas! Stars! Dallas!